A team of scientists has created a kind of cell that adds a new element to the national debate over using embryos for research. For the very first time in a primate, the researchers coaxed unfertilized eggs to start dividing, as if they'd been fertilized with sperm. Once the monkey egg started dividing like an embryo, the researchers obtained embryonic stem cells from it. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Parthenogenesis is the term scientists use to describe an egg that starts dividing without first being fertilized by sperm. Some lower species routinely reproduce this way, like certain insects and reptiles, but mammals, never.
There is no case of parthenogenic activation in mammals to produce a viable offspring. So it seems to be a self-limiting process without normal fertilization.
Kathleen Grant is a stem cell researcher at Wake Forest University in North Carolina. Even though no scientist has succeeded in getting a live birth from parthenogenesis in mammals, several scientists have gotten embryos to form and start taking shape. That's what Grant and her colleagues did using monkey eggs. But their goal wasn't baby monkeys. They wanted to use monkey embryos to obtain embryonic stem cells. It took 77 eggs, but Grant says they were able to get one stem cell line started.
That was over 18 months ago, and it's been actively dividing for 10 months. So that seems to be a very stable cell line.
This work appears in tomorrow's issue of the journal Science. The great scientific and popular interest in embryonic stem cells comes from the fact that these cells have the potential to turn into any cell in the body. That ability suggests they could be used to treat diseases where certain cells are damaged. Since parthenogenetically derived embryos skip the step of mixing genes from both parents, it's natural to wonder whether embryonic stem cells obtained this way will behave normally.
All the data we have right now suggests that they're the same as embryonic stem cells in terms of their ability to develop into other tissues.
Kent Vrana is Kathleen Grant's colleague at Wake Forest. He says the cells show the ability to turn into many different types of cells, a process scientists call differentiation. So far, Vrana says, he and his colleagues have seen evidence of nerve cells, muscle cells, and intestinal cells developing from their embryonic stem cells. But California researcher Jeffrey Mann says you can't tell whether a cell is really normal simply by looking at it. Mann studies cells that come from parthenogenesis at the City of Hope Cancer Center in Duarte.
You may have embryonic stem cells in a dish which look perfectly normal, but they may not actually do everything that you might hope they would do.
That's also a concern Peter Donovan has. Donovan studies stem cells at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia. He says stem cells derived only from one parent are likely to have problems switching on and off certain genes.
The potential downside is that those stem cells have problems with their growth and problems with their differentiation. And that is borne out, I think, by previous studies carried out in mice.
Despite the potential problems, Kent Vrana says these new embryonic stem cells are just one of several kinds of stem cells that may be helpful in treating disease.
We have adult stem cells, we have the traditionally derived embryonic stem cells, and now we've got parthenogenetically activated cells or derived cells. So it's just an additional tool to try and develop therapies for disease.
Vrana and his colleague Kathleen Grant are planning to study all these types of cells.
Ultimately, what we would really like to do here is to do direct comparisons between these stem cell lines that we can develop. And then what we hope that would do is add important scientific information to the background of the ethical debate that's going on right now.
Since their work is in monkeys, the ethical debates over the status of human embryos don't apply to Grant's research. But Grant's co-authors on the new research are from Advanced Cell Technology, a Massachusetts-based biotech company that has conducted experiments with parthenogenetically activated human eggs. The questions raised by using human embryonic stem cells derived this way appear to be just around the corner. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.